Hello, welcome, and thanks for listening to Carbon Climates, an energy podcast dedicated to discussing all things energy, carbon, and sustainability. We also like to talk about what's getting hot, aside from our planet. I'm your host, Enya, and today I'm joined by my Carbon Climate and co-host, Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, well, how are you?
Yeah, all's good. Just another day of work out of the way, so looking forward to have a wee chat about more things energy.
Exactly. Love to hear it. So, Adam, you are I'm going to see if I can get your job title. Okay. You are a corporate energy and natural resources solicitor at A&L Goodbody.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, we're going to be delving into that in more detail later on in the episode. But first question, how's your week been? And can you tell us a bit about yourself?
Yeah, it's been quiet enough with the bank holiday. Just spent the weekend, as I said, with my dad's birthday the weekend, so went home for that. From near originally, but living in Belfast now, so went home to see the family and just a couple of beers with him, kind of nice chilled one, and then had a mate's 30th as well, so that's kind of weekend
good.
Filled with birthdays. So
that's, you know what it is, see, the summer, all the birthdays seem to be popping up.
Yeah,
and I'm not complaining, but I'm just like,
well, yeah, I'm kind of bestie, so it's all 30th, so they're all kind of having a big birthday, so it's, you can't even be seen to be missing one.
You have to attend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, that's brilliant. So your job title, as I've just said, is Corporate Energy and Natural Resources Solicitor at A&L Goodbody. So how long have you been there?
Been there since October 23. So not that long. Relatively new to it.
Very good. And yeah, that's actually, we met when I think you were 3 weeks into the job at the Energy Institute YPN event in Ulster University. So yeah, I think like once... I had rumblings about the podcast then, so I'm like, yeah, definitely have you on it. So you've been there since October. So how long have you been in this sector, kind of the legal energy, maybe not so much energy, because I know, more legal sector, say.
Legal, kind of on and off for about 10 years. So graduated in law and then went to actually work for A&L Goodbody in Dublin for about 2 or 3 years. And then did a bit of travelling. So just to make sure that the law was definitely for me, kind of get my toes into different industry, banking, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then realised that law was definitely the career for me. So jumped back into it maybe in the last 4 years. Did my training. And then once I qualified, that was when I kind of made the move towards energy.
Was there anything in particular that you've seen in energy? Like, you know, you're like, I want to be a part of that.
I think it's just how innovative it is. And there's a lot of law I think can be very repetitive in its very nature. Whereas energy, you're not going to get that. Every day is a different day. It's constantly changing. The way it's linked with technology, with other industries, it's obviously ever-changing. So the link with them too. Just knowing that every day is a new day. It's constantly learning. That's kind of really what appealed me to it. So.
Oh my goodness. I'm kind of the same. I've been in the sector for about 6-7 years. But even before, I was like, before this job as a sustainability engineer, I was more like on the practical side. I was more an office based work. It was for an energy company, but just kind of saying like, I want to be like on that side that like, you know, you're doing something towards the energy and everything.
Absolutely. Getting more stuck in.
Yes, exactly.
You're being more actively engaged in it that way.
And see, when you were at school, like secondary school or even uni, did you ever envisage yourself in this role you're in now?
The whole way through school, I was actually more like technology focused. Loved technology in school, like did competitions and all that kind of thing. But always through that, you would have seen, well, energy wasn't as big a talking point maybe when I was in school. You obviously had rumblings of recycling and that kind of thing, but it was never like the full scale energy focus as it is now. So kind of a lot of through the technology competition, you would have seen a bit of innovation kind of coming through with regards to energy. But at that stage, it was more just focus on law. It's kind of one of those things when you're that young, you don't really know what law entails until you actually jump into it and see how many how diverse a kind of career path it can be. So, kind of when I got into it, got qualified and saw that I was able to kind of link that law for technology with law, that's kind of what kind of shaped my path a wee bit more.
Okay, yeah, that's really great to hear. Like, one of the things I want to do with this podcast is show like everyone has a different experience, like when they're at that age deciding what they want to do for the rest of their life. And like saying that, like deciding what they want to do for the rest of their life, it's such a like a daunting thing.
It really is.
And even I don't think like someone like at 16 or 70 who's picking A levels or deciding what uni like they're going to, that's a lot of pressure to put on them.
Yeah.
So even the likes have shown there is so many ways you can end up in the desired career you want.
Absolutely. Like even guys I know who went to university with who all did law, very few of us do the same area. Mm-hmm. You know, there's guys who have gone into like practice, some guys have gone into recruiting, some guys have gone into more like policy side stuff. Mm-hmm. So it is kind of incredible just to show you how within a couple of years how everyone took a different path from it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Okay, well, thanks for explaining that, Adam. So you're with A&L Goodbody, who mm-hmm. I constantly see on LinkedIn from the energy promotions page. Like, you do a lot of stuff for renewable NI.
Yeah.
But just to give a bit of a brief about A&L Goodbody, see, I'm going to do this, and you're going to be like, you absolutely butchered that.
Probably more than I did.
So A&L Goodbody for Belfast, you're experts in energy regulation, finance, and development. You advise market leaders in renewable energy and development and also focus on ESG and sustainability. You help navigate businesses in the changing economic, environmental, social, and governance landscape to ensure ongoing development and success. Does that sum it up?
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Like,
rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
you guys do so much more like sectors, like, you know, like the criminal and like litigation and all that, but I wanted to focus on your website. You have particular one, like particular services that focus on the environment and sustainability. Yeah, and like that was really cool to see, because not that I go about all the different law sites, but I don't know anyone else who like
I'll go with it again. It's definitely a growing sector as well, I think. And like I'm kind of going into a role where our company does definitely make prioritizes it. Mm-hmm. A lot of places would I think have emerge the kind of energy in with other departments, where we're kind of looking in the sense that we do have a specific energy team. Mm-hmm. We all kind of very much specialize in and have a love for it. So and it's ever growing. Like I said, I'm relatively new to it, and already the team's grown massively since when I started.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's looking good.
Class, that's class. Okay, so before we get onto the questions, I'm gonna ask you, I have a joke for you.
Okay.
And you know, if you want to walk out of here after it, that's something like fine. So what does a lawyer order to drink?
What?
Justice. I said it wrong, I messed it up. It's supposed to be just ice. So yeah, you can keep that. You can tell your friends. Okay.
We're in the office tomorrow.
Okay. Well, see your role and when you're focusing on the energy team. Can you describe a typical day, or describe how untypical it is?
So it is one of those things that every day very much is different. Again, one of the reasons why I absolutely love it, no 2 days are the same. There's days you're going in and doing a lot more kind of corporate focused stuff, remote merger and acquisition type stuff. So say for instance, in two companies are being buying another, but we would focus on more so, like I said, in the energy field.
Mm-hmm.
Being within mergers and acquisitions is good because it involves all different departments within the company. So you can be working with people from the property team, people from employment, people from literally such a wide range. Like there can be pensions, it can be, so while it might be an energy industry company that you're purchasing or dealing with, it does have like a wider range and kind of scope to deal with throughout the firm. So it is interesting like that. Other days you can be dealing with a lot of policy based stuff.
Right, okay, yeah.
So obviously again with policy, kind of we've had an assembly for quite a while, so policy is quite new in the north. So you're constantly looking at different jurisdictions and taking a lens from how they approach things. And so it's interesting, very interesting. And kind of almost to an extent kind of helps with you somewhat shape policy, you know, because mm-hmm. it's so new. So it's very interesting.
Class, so you're saying like you're kind of in a role where you have the potential to decide the future of Northern Ireland energy.
Yeah, I'll maybe leave that to the boss more so than me, but if I can help him somewhat, yeah, that's It seems to be like, no, it is, it's very good. Like, I didn't think there would be as much policy involved in what we're doing, like a lot of regulatory type stuff. And I do really enjoy that. It is, it doesn't feel like necessarily you're doing law all the time, you know.
Yeah.
It's, it is different, but it's very interesting. Very interesting.
Good. I know you do a lot of seminars set up in with Renewable NI.
Yeah.
A lot focused in part of the Committee Energy Institute. That's how we met, of course.
Right.
like there's a lot of the team would focus on offshore renewable stuff like the wind turbines, and know a lot of that. There's a lot of focus on that at the minute. Or
yeah. I think, again, just obviously with the targets that they've set for Northern Ireland, it's 80% by 2030, 100% then thereafter. And to achieve that, I think offshore is going to have to play a massive role. But then there's going to be issues in terms of planning, legislation there to allow that to come through. So that is massively what the focus is. So again, like you're saying, you're looking at all the jurisdictions and how they've played it out. You look to the Republic of Ireland, you look at Scotland, you're looking at England and how they have approached it. And obviously a massive part to play is the incentive schemes that are in place, that the government put in place to kind of encourage investors to invest in renewable energies, which is going to be massively important to kind of achieve those targets. So again, that's kind of a lot of the chat talks that we do. We host Renewable Energy seminars in our office, and a lot of them are about the incentive schemes. Our last one there, Stephen and you kind of hosted it, but it was based on the new incentive scheme that will be coming in. So it's like the first incentive scheme since the last one was brought in was 2017. So it's going to be massively important try and achieve that 2030 target, which is creeping up very quickly.
You mentioned Stephen Agnew, so have to tag him in this and be like, here, Adam mentioned you by name, just so you know. And he's like, so I have to listen to it, so I'm fine.
Just name drop, get as many listeners as you can.
Tag, and everything. There's actually one time I was tagging something, I'm with this group at the minute, 30 under 30, and we're doing a lot of stuff around Belfast, like take us to different workshops. And I tagged someone in TransLink thought it was fine on the post. And then I went back to the post and they were like, be tagged and all. I was like, did he reject that? Or did he report that? Like, what the heck?
Yeah, some people are very peculiar about having things that they don't necessarily know about tagging. Yeah. So it's...
Whereas I'm all for it. I'm like, tag me in everything.
Everything.
So yeah, well, that's great. Thanks for explaining. Typical day. So set at start, A&L Goodbody, they're one of the leading energy firms in Northern Ireland. You say their name in Belfast, you automatically know who you're talking about. How does it feel to be part of that world? To go places and say a name that someone automatically recognizes it. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, it is great. Like I said, I worked for them in Dublin maybe about 10 years ago, and you kind of knew from then the reputation that they had. And I was very lucky that when I went looking for a job again, particularly in the energy sector, or in an energy role within the law firm that A&L were looking at the time for someone within energy. So very lucky to kind of been working under Mark Stockdale at the moment. He's been brilliant, especially for bringing someone in who had no prior experience in the energy side of law. So I know it's been brilliant, very good. And because like you said, they are such a leading firm that you're going to get the best training you possibly can. So it's been a great experience so far.
It's great. Very good. What is it? I kind of feel the same, BPP Energy. I say it with pride. But then it's not that I have a lisp. I sometimes have a lisp. So saying the letters BPP, I can muck it up sometimes. Yeah. So I'm just building performance.
Especially with an energy, there's not many acronyms. They don't necessarily roll off the tongue at all times.
Oh, great. So for your role, was there any sort of training prep that you recommend for being in it? I say that and I realize obviously you have to go to the institute.
That was the route I took. So I did just my law degree in the institute, but other people do DSQEs in England and go that route, which it is good in the sense that there are different avenues. There's not one right way of doing it, one wrong way of doing it. It allows kind of people to find a route that ultimately suits them, and then you get your training contracts. And some people go training. I think a lot of times, haven't even seen, I didn't train with NL myself, but when you see the training that they do provide for the trainees, they kind of sit in different seats. So you might have a seat within employment, a seat within property, a seat within corporate. So it means then after your 2 years, you've kind of got a wide range and kind of experience of how a corporate firm works, you know, which is brilliant. Other people take a small on the different routes, but like I said, there's no right or wrong. I think ultimately everything does, you get experience from no matter what way you go about it. Yes, that's it. Law is a very peculiar kind of industry in that regard. There's no right or way, wrong way of doing it.
Okay, very good. And you're saying in your energy team, like just like all the policies and all you have to read up on. Is there any particular guides that you found helpful that like helped you, like, you know, with the amount of work you're doing?
I think it's one of those things, no matter, there's no one sort of resource that you go to more than the other. Like for instance, there's certain news websites like Renews is a great one, kind of shows you global energy news. Even someone's reading the Irish Times, they have a lot in regards to planning. It's constantly existing, and because it's so news, it's very much in the news. Just being up to date with kind of like daily affairs is massively important, I think, as well. You understand like the governmental kind of position with regards to planning and their outlooks and their just the incentive, like I said, the incentive schemes that the government. So a lot of it is kind of very intrinsically linked with politics and the government. So you know, to be able to kind of keep up with scratch with that, I think, is very important as well.
It's very, very interesting. I'm kind of in the what you're saying. You mentioned about property there. You know, one of the things of property and legal. We're on the side where we create EPCs, like energy certificates, for people. And one of the things that I'm really passionate about, and it's really to do with politics. Like so with an EPC, I'm explaining this to you, but I'm also explaining it to them. But like with an EPC, depending on what rating you get, you could get a green mortgage.
Yes.
And also some banks offer cashback options. So you can get money for your rating. And that's really great. But the EPC software we use to calculate for Northern Ireland, it's so out of date. It is about 15 years out of date.
Right.
Is 3 years off being able to vote. So and what is it? And like that pisses me off because there is like potentially properties that could be getting B or an A that people could be entitled to this like, funding for, or there's properties that like, okay, you're actually like, you know, a D or an E. Like we need to get like, you know, when hopefully when grants and all come out for home improvement, you could like, yeah, you can apply for it. So
it's also making people aware that those things exist as well. I can imagine the job in itself. I think a lot of people just they tend to look at a house and don't look at those kind of, they don't realize the implications that energy has and those things, you know.
Exactly. And then the thing with energy assessment, like it's such a like it's for Northern Ireland, I feel like, you know, like for energy assessment on buildings, I feel like we are kind of let down just because of our executive, like, you know, there wasn't one for a while, which is why these updates didn't happen. But then when you look over mainland England, Scotland, like all their policies and like all the stuff they've got out, the percentage reduction, you're like, it's amazing.
It's good though sometimes having that blueprint that though as well, because it allows you to take the bits that are right from what they have done, what the wrongs have done, so then it kind of hopefully might help you can create a better policy and moving forward. It might be a wee bit slower, as you said, but it kind of allows you to cherry pick then what elements you think will work best for this jurisdiction.
you're just right. You're just right. So hopefully, I don't know, once this podcast gets bigger, we can like, you know, talk to the executives and like, here's what you need to do.
That's it.
Be the first boat of call, like, you know,
But if you're on the end one here.
Yeah, exactly. Just absolutely. Like, you know, that'd be fun. Okay, well, like, thanks for giving us background on your training, like a bit about your role and yourself. So, coming to the quiz section now.
Okay.
This is where I like ask you questions, kind of tailored towards yourself.
Okay.
So, because you've got you're being in the legal sector, you're talking about energy.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the first law of energy?
This is going to be Newton or something along those lines.
So yeah, it's like kind of focuses in on thermodynamics. So it's the law of conservation of energy and states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but just transferred.
Well, this brings me back to Keynes' theory of physics. My death. That's been a while.
When I was like, because originally I wanted to ask a question, like what was the first like energy law that was created. Yeah. And then it came up that I'm like, oh, hold on, that's better dad. That's fine. Yeah, and to be honest, I was going to put the joke in where it was like just ice, like, you know,
nice.
In here, but like I just wanted to use that as fast as so thank you for playing the what we're going to call is the laws of energy section. You've been really good contestant to have on.
Thanks.
So talking about your job roles and your projects,
mm-hmm.
is there any particular favorite part you have when completing a project? Or
I think it's because every project again is so different. What I actually just love doing is dealing with the kind of clients on a daily basis. You know, you're working, well, maybe not face to face, a lot of them be through Zoom or whatever, but hearing their all individual needs, working with them and trying to find a solution for it can be very interesting. Because and then you learn a lot as well from a lot of the clients. Because I don't believe they're industry specialists. Like, while we might do the legal side of it, they're the guys who are probably more industry specialists in terms of energy.
Yeah.
So you're learning a lot from them as well. So having that kind of constant conversation with them on different aspects of the industry is very interesting. I do like that.
Class. That's class. So, Adam, thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
All the questions. You'll definitely be back. Hopefully.
Anytime.
Well, actually, we'll see how the views do on this. And then, but is there any events that A&L Goodbody are part of in the future that we should be aware of?
Just keep an eye out, just like I said, for the Renewable NI seminars that we host. They tend to be advertised on LinkedIn through Renewable NI and the A&L website. So keep an eye out for them. So try to do them, I think, quarterly. And they always touch different areas, you know, what's relevant at the time. So mm-hmm. they're always very well attended. And it's always great again because they're so well attended to kind of chat with other people within the industry as well.
I always see them and I'm always like, yeah, I'm going to go. And then it's just like something conflicting that day. I'm like, okay, the next one. Yeah. Like, come on. Is there any other like firms that you guys would collaborate with that would like kind of do energy stuff as well? Or.
In terms of collaboration, Renewable NI seem to be the major player that we kind of would deal with, but there's different events that we would attend, but whether or not necessarily collaborate with them directly, maybe not as close as Renewable NI, but that's probably one that I would be better off running past my boss for. So
okay, yeah, that's fair.
I'm not
that's
fair. Sure, he'd be the main man to ask him.
No, that's fair. Apologies, that was a sneaky one.
No, all right.
Thank you so much for coming on today. You've been really like interesting to like interview and talk to, and you've shared so much insight into the legal sector and energy in Belfast. So before we go, do you have any advice for future prospective legal/energy professionals?
I think, well, one thing I've always just kind of try to do is just be consider yourself a sponge, especially early in your career. Just take in as much as you possibly can. Like I said, every day is a school day. Learn as much as you can about both the industry that you're working in and any other that you think might have a positive impact on your job. So just take in as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, I feel like I remember when I started my career, I was like just taking in, like, you know, trying to absorb so much.
Yeah.
Now I feel like I'm up the edge. I'm I still want to take in stuff, but I'm like forgetting people's names. I'm like,
yeah, yeah. The smaller things that you tend to forget, like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. And it's even like I was sitting in, like, you know, I know we're doing this now. I sent you the crib sheet and everything. That's fine. I was sitting at 7 o'clock like last night. I'm like, I need to send this to Adam. Oh my god. Like,
any and all the things just to keep you busy and say flat out. So
well, I usually try and say a pun for my sign off, like, you know, for the advice. And just can't think of any that is better than the just nice one, like just the justice. And so leave it there.
No problem.
Yeah. Nope, nothing's coming to me. Okay, that's fine. Nope. We'll leave. Okay, but like, thanks, Adam. And yeah, you'll definitely be back on.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Carbon Climates. If you follow us on Instagram @carbon_climates, you can keep up to date with all our latest news and posts and episode releases. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye.